Hello, this is Paul Scharf again here on SermonAudio.com with Dr. John Whitcomb today. We're in his office visiting about the status of the creationist movement today. Dr. Whitcomb, we're just going to spend a few minutes chatting here about this and sharing some thoughts with listeners. We're so thankful for their interest in Whitcomb Ministries here on Sermon Audio, listening to many of your messages on creationism. And I thought it would be interesting for all of us to just hear a little bit of your heart and mind about the status of the creation movement as you see it. And there are some exciting things here, and I'm going to let you bring some of them up, but I'll ask you about them too if I get a chance. Know that one of them is that in the last year, since about last Thanksgiving time or so, you have come on board as a speaker for Answers in Genesis. You're one of their creation speakers. And we're not speaking here on behalf of Answers in Genesis. We're talking here today for Whitcomb Ministries. But you do work with Answers in Genesis. In fact, people can go to their website, answersingenesis.org, and look at events and speaker biographies, and they'll see you there if they want more interest about information about that specifically. That being just one aspect of several here, that I'm going to ask you to just kind of share your thoughts about as we think about what is the status of the creationist movement today. How do you see it? Even how do you see yourself fitting into what's happening today as the creation message seems to be becoming more and more of an issue, and people are aware of it, people are interested in it? How do you see all that?
Well, Paul, a very traumatic thing happened this past February, 2006. For 50 years, Dr. Henry Morris and I worked together, co-authoring the Genesis Flood book and sharing in other projects and conferences from time to time around the United States. And now he is with the Lord. His work is done. And you might say that he was, in a way, the founding father of the modern creationist movement. And now we are wondering, well, where do we go from here? The founder is gone. Where are we? What's the new direction? I'm happy to announce that his son, Dr. John Morris, is an outstanding successor to his father and doing a very competent work in the Institute for Creation Research in California. In fact, we have recently, within the last 6 weeks, shared two conferences together and become closer in our sharing time and our perspectives. I'm also happy to announce that the Creation Research Society is doing quite well under the leadership of Dr. Donald DeYoung. It was just recently that we co-authored a book called Our Created Moon. Donald DeYoung is a great creation astronomer, and I'm happy to say that astronomy, which has been filled with perplexities and complexities as to how it relates to the creation message, the recent creation of the universe, has some outstanding creation astronomers now writing books and doing lectures. Lyell, Faulkner, Hartnett, Williams, as well as DeYoung. We're very thankful for these people, that Humphreys especially is doing excellent work. And we say, thank you, Lord, for raising up men who are specialists in the realm of astronomy, in the light of the Bible. Most recently, I have been connected in a very vital way also with Answers in Genesis. Ken Ham is the director, and I am on their list as an approved speaker. I've already shared a couple of conferences with an Answers in Genesis representative, and it's worked very, very well. We share deep convictions about the authority of the Bible, the inerrancy of the Scriptures, the foundational truth of the book of Genesis, of course, as the name Answers in Genesis would imply. Well, praise God, we're beginning to see that all around the world, the creation science message is spreading. Not just the English-speaking world, but also in Korea and in Germany and in various countries of Asia and Africa and Latin America. And I just say, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to make that message known, yes, around the world. More and more people seem to be attracted, fascinated by creation conferences. I just completed one in New Jersey, Paul, a week ago. And the people seem so enthusiastic to just have a straightforward, and I trust wise, gracious, careful presentation of what God Himself says in the Bible on what the world was like at the beginning, how long God took to create everything, in what order did things really take place, and what were things, how were things actually created? People were created full grown. That's a shock to somebody until you realize that Jesus Christ, the Creator Himself, did those very things when He was on earth. He created out of a corpse, namely the dead, rotting body of Lazarus, of a living man instantly. People who were leprous or crippled or blind or deaf instantly looked like they never had those problems before when Jesus miraculously healed them. So Jesus Christ, our Creator Lord, confirmed His work of creation in Genesis 1 by the way He did things in His public ministry, healing thousands and thousands of people during His 3.5 years of presenting Himself perfectly, graciously, and lovingly to Israel as their true Messiah and their true King. And so we say, well, Lord, I can see how the creation message coordinates with the kinds of sign miracles Jesus performed as what? Confirmations of His true claims to be not only the Messiah, but yes, the Son of God and the Creator of the world.
Dr. Whitcomb, we have been working on conferences. This will be the third annual Day with Whitcomb Ministries on November 11th, 2006, that we're working on right now. People have heard other information about that here on Sermon Audio and seen the announcements, I trust. And while the intent of that conference is not specifically to every year be a creation conference, it so happens that last year and this year, 05 and 06, they have been in our creation conferences. That's in the greater Milwaukee area where you're seen on television there through the through the gracious help of VCY America. We've been trying to establish this conference ministry there, and I'm wondering what kind of reaction specifically in that aspect of things, also in Whitcomb Ministries in general, what kind of reaction response are you seeing personally, specifically, to the creation message right now in 2006?
Well, of course, Paul, millions of people from elementary school to public high schools and so forth are being systematically indoctrinated, brainwashed in the idea that the world is billions of years old and we didn't come into the world as a result of a divine perfect plan or purpose. No, no, we're just products of chance through endless ages. People who begin to see the creation message clearly are thrilled, in fact, overwhelmed to realize we're not here by chance. We're not the end product of meaningless, purposeless, cruel, trial and error evolutionism. No, we're the product of the living God. We were made, designed perfectly by the hand of God. So David, you know, said 3,000 years ago in Psalm 8, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. In other words, we were created by the hand of God, ordained by His creative power and wisdom. You're overwhelmed. You say, what is man that thou art mindful of him? We're overwhelmed by the fact that God is the Creator and we are His creatures. And therefore, Paul, we are accountable to Him, we're responsible to Him, we're answerable to Him. And Romans chapter 1 says, if we deny the fact that all things were designed by God, we are without excuse. And so we have a whole new world and life view, a whole new perspective. and we see the plan of God from Genesis to Revelation fits together properly when we recognize the foundational truth of direct, sudden, perfect, supernatural creationism.
So, would you say then, Dr. Whitcomb, as you have dealt with people yourself in at our conference, at other conferences you've been at, have you seen a growing hunger for and maybe even a more sophisticated understanding of the truth of creation as the things you've mentioned, all the books, all the DVDs, all the CDs have gone out through the years since Henry Morris and you began to work on the Genesis flood more than 50 years ago. Have you seen that making an impact and making a dent that you have purposely reaped the harvest, so to speak, from in your ministry as you've gone out and talked to folks?
Well, Paul, I just can't tell you how many times through the years people have written to me or phoned me or talked to me personally at conferences and said, Dr. Whitcomb, you'll never know what a transformation took place in my life when I attended one of your conferences or read one of your books 10 years ago, 20, 30, 40 years ago. It gave me a whole new appreciation for the fact that God is alive, God is close, God is real, and I am a creature of a perfect God. And therefore, I see myself as one that God so loved that he gave his only begotten Son, that just by believing in him, receiving his message, I will not perish, but have everlasting life. In other words, Paul, people are saying, the creation message gave me a whole new perspective on the truth of the Bible and the relevance and significance and importance of eternal salvation through Jesus Christ, my Creator and my Lord.
Dr. Whitcomb, it's been so good to talk about this today. We're thankful to God for His grace in creating us and His grace in revealing to us truths about His creation in Holy Scripture, and we're grateful for the opportunity to talk about these things today. We're grateful for what God is doing through the creation movement today and through people such as yourself who are so bold as to travel and speak and teach what the Bible says, that God created all things in six literal days just about 6,000 years ago. We're thankful for the messages we're able to put out here on sermonaudio.com that people are listening to all around the world, describing and declaring the truths of creation. And we're thankful for what these other groups that you've mentioned are doing and what is being accomplished today. I wonder if you'd just close in prayer and lead us before the throne of grace to thank God for the status of the creation movement today as it goes on throughout the world.
Well, friend, join me in this prayer, would you now? Our Father in heaven, thank you for this precious treasure that you've entrusted to us, namely the block of revealed, inspired, inerrant, infallible truth, the Bible, filled with marvelous insights that only God could have designed and authored and recorded for us. Help us to be faithful to this truth, to be courageous enough to take you at your word no matter what other people may be thinking, even at the risk of our own reputation or popularity. Help us to be able to finish the course, as the Apostle Paul said, I have finished the course, I have fought the good fight, I have kept the faith, that wonderful treasure of truth that has been entrusted to me and to every person in the world who responds to the Word of God. Now, Father, without you we can do nothing, and I thank the Lord Jesus who said, take this message, make disciples of all nations. Yes, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And I say, Lord, that's impossible. The Bible is so complex, it's so gigantic. How can I even master it myself? To say nothing of telling the whole world about what you said. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you ended that great commission in Matthew 28 with these magnificent words, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And Father, we believe we're near the end of the age now, And the Lord Jesus is still here watching over, superintending, blessing, protecting, and guiding His Word, even in Satan's dark world. And I pray that we may keep our eye on Him and move forward, as He's the only light that shines in the darkness. Moving ahead toward Him, telling people about Him, reflecting His light into people's deepening darkness, that we may say, "Thank you, Lord, for watching over Your Word, protecting it, and guiding us step by step to make You and Your precious truth known to people everywhere. I pray in Your blessed and wondrous name, Lord Jesus. Amen."